Unit 2, pages 60 to 61. Reading. A teenager makes it big online. Miniature genius. Sometimes the world can seem too complicated. If only you were tiny enough to build a house out of cards and climb inside, or escape to a miniature treehouse hanging between stalks of broccoli. Such is Zev Hoover's imaginative photographic view of reality. His beautiful pictures create imaginary environments and show characters with their secret stories to tell. Hoover's work, which he posts on the photo-sharing site Flickr, using the handle Fiddle Oak, play on Little Folk, has caught fire across the internet. He has been profiled in the media and on design and photography blogs, and he is only 15 years old. Zev said, "If I were older, it wouldn't make such a good story. But it's Hoover's talent that has made him famous. A film production company has contacted him about designing a movie poster. A publisher has approached him for a potential photo textbook project. Nikon World magazine has asked him to contribute a photo. A lens manufacturer has sent him a free lens saying only, take some pictures with it. Most of his friends would be happy playing soccer or video games, but not Hoover. He needs to be creating. I get anxious if I'm not doing something," he said. His series of Little Folk, Fiddle Oak images began during a walk in the woods with his sister, Aliza. He remembers thinking, oh, wouldn't little people be cool? Looking carefully at the ground, he imagined seeing the world from a lower perspective. He felt the miniature genre had never been done in photography, at least not very well. This is not his first photography project. When he was 10, Hoover started the Snug Project, taking a photo of his teddy bear in unique settings every day for 365 days. It became a little like work, his father said, but it forced him to be creative every single day. Some of the pictures were displayed at ice cream shops, yet his art also feels sad. In his project Summer Tales, he and his sister sit on a raft on a pond at night. Where are they going? Have they been left alone? All the pictures have a very lonely feeling to them, he said. Even if they have more than one person in them, it's a big world, little people. However, the mood isn't loneliness out of control, he added. It's loneliness like it's a beautiful feeling. His work reflects a special and complex relationship with the natural and man-made world. When Hoover sat down at his computer to show a visitor the dozens of elements that go into each image, he said, slowly they've gotten more fantastical and magical. The productions, too, have become more complicated. As for what's next, the young photographer remains undecided. With all the internet buzz, he has begun to sell prints of his work. Beyond that, he has the summer ahead of him. New things to think about, trees to climb. He is thinking about more photography projects. Big adventures for a young man still finding his way in a big world. To see more of Zev's photographs, search for Fiddle Oak online.